Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
Down in the Delta, where there is shelter, no helter skelter.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with the North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner and Industrial Commissioner, Doug Goring.
Spiritwood, it looks like it's going to be getting another major job-creating plant out there. Big news on the soybean processing plant outside of Spiritwood. You have any comments on that?
Well, it was a fantastic press conference yesterday, and it went very well. Gave us an opportunity, the governor, myself, Great River Energy, and Minnesota soybean processors to announce a new plant being built here in North Dakota in the Spiritwood Energy Park. It's going to crush about 125,000 bushels of beans a day, which would equate to about almost 43 million bushels a year, and that would account for approximately 22-23% of our state's total production. That will be a big deal for North Dakota. I think this is a win-win for so many. We have the Minnesota soybean processors that will be able to expand and strengthen their portfolio. It's going to be a plus for our farmers in North Dakota, and that will probably consume every bean that's produced in central North Dakota. It will also benefit animal agriculture by supporting more meal. It will benefit biodiesel production and the veg oil business. It will also help North Dakota itself with respect to exports. Right now, we are the eighth largest exporter in the nation, but when it comes to whole soybeans, we are the number two exporter in the nation. This will help us diversify our export portfolio and add meal to that entire scenario, and it's just going to further advance all the work we do with exports here in North Dakota. So this is a big deal. It's going to create 55 to 60 jobs. It's a $240 million plant, and it'll be here for the long haul. It creates some efficiencies at that energy park by partnering up with Great River Energy. There's also, who is an electrical supplier, but also a steam provider, so they have a combined heat and power source that they can tap into. You have the Cargill Malt plant there. You also have Dakota Spirit Ag Energy, which is an ethanol facility. And then right down the road, you got Cavendish. So you have a lot of elements there that are going to come into play, and this is just another feather in North Dakota's cap for utilizing our products that are grown and produced here, but also adding more value and adding jobs into our economy, and especially for that area.
You just listed off a bunch of those, ethanol plant and the Cargill and a few other things. I know there was a vision a number of years ago for this type of park. Is this part of that vision, or is this, you know, kind of extra topping on top of something that already fulfilled its vision? Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, and I think you're right. This is part of that whole entire vision. There is large amount of land and real estate that's available around there, and it's all becoming interconnected. The power sources, the steam, there's a lot of water refurbishing that's going on there. There is the ability to keep adding onto it, almost like Lincoln Logs and Legos, if anybody remembers those things. Once you have the rail in place, once you have certain entities already working there, pretty soon you create synergies by allowing others to come in because you create more efficiencies and its ability to be more effective. The fact that they can hook up to two different rail lines there is a big deal, and it's going to bolster the opportunity to move those beans or the meal, for example, into other parts of our country, or primarily into the Pacific Northwest, where it's going to be exported. Protein is one of those products that is so widely sought out in the global market because it's much of what the rest of the world doesn't have.
To listen to the full-length interview with Doug Goring, the North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner and Industrial Commissioner, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
I'm on my way now, most any day now, I'm Delta bound. Every time I close my eyes, I seem to see Louisiana. I can hear.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
Every time I close my eyes, I seem to see Louisiana. I can hear them folks down there singing in that free.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. MBI Energy Services is hiring. If you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by the Sweet Crude Travel Center in Belfield, North Dakota on Tuesday, February 28th and meet MBI. Fill up your cup and learn more about this premier oilfield services company in western North Dakota. MBI has openings for workover rig supervisor, operator, derrick hand, and floor hand, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com or meet MBI at the Sweet Crude Travel Center on Tuesday, February 28th.
Down in the Delta, where there is shelter. No helter-skelter, no blues around. I'm on my way now, most any day.
And that
now
concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Every time I close my eyes, I seem to see Louisiana. I can hear them folks down there singing in that free and easy manner.